Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. If you or other members of your organization are in the habit of sending and expecting responses to emails and other forms of workplace communication after hours or on the weekends, it may be time to think about the effect that's having on our mental health. A recent survey from Australia, where they surveyed 2,000 employees across 40 university systems, found that 55% of employees admitted to emailing or using other forms of communication tools with their colleagues after work hours or on the weekends. And 30% of those surveyed said they contacted their colleagues on the weekends and expected a same-day response from those colleagues. And if managers were doing the communication after hours or on the weekends and they expected responses, that increased psychological stress and emotional exhaustion. Fully 70% of employees who thought they had to be in constant communication with their colleagues and managers after hours and on the weekends complained about higher levels of psychological stress. And 64% of those same employees claimed high levels of emotional exhaustion. They also reported headaches, back pain, and other physical health problems at far greater rates than those colleagues who did not feel compelled to respond to emails or other communications after hours or on the weekends. I know with our digital tools and the blurring lines of work-life balance that it's tempting to think about, well, I'll just send that one more email tonight, or I'll check some emails on Sunday night so I'll get ahead of them on Monday morning. But it's important to know the impact that has not only on yourself, but on those people you may be sending those messages to. Many years ago, I wrote, "You can find out everything you need to know about an organization's culture by examining the email traffic on the weekends. How many emails are being sent, how many are being opened, how many are being replied to, and then the people that are doing the sending, opening, and replying." If you're in a position to do this, maybe ask your IT administrator or whoever looks after your email, "Hey, can I get some stats on our company's use of email on the weekends?" It might be eye-opening. At any rate, if you're considering being one of those people who are sending emails and other forms of communication after hours on the weekends, maybe think twice about it. Or use that tool in your email package that allows you to send later and batch up your emails to send on Monday morning or Tuesday morning, wherever the applicable morning is, just so you're not putting people under more stress than they need to be. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.